They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
The new single by Bang Flow recording artist T-Law is out. It's called Coming For You, produced by Insane Beats. The single features Beads and Charismatic. It's available on all streaming platforms. Make sure y'all go cop that new T-Law. Coming For You.
What up, Rod?
What up, Danny?
Right.
He
ain't ready.
I appreciate you, man. Come holler at the listeners of Riders Live and tell them what you got going on. This is gonna be an unofficial, you dig. This is one of the best managers in the whole Midwest, Danny Jones, the Midwest rep. We're gonna holler at Danny Jones and we're gonna bring CEO 5000 up whenever he's ready. But holler at the people, Danny Jones, and introduce them to yourself, introduce yourself.
Hey, Chicago Midwest rep, Danny Jones, / manager of Bees Jones and Chanel Ellis, / one of the number one promoters in Chicago. We got a lot of good things cooking, man. Shout out to my bro, Roz, for bringing me up. We did quite a few interviews. I've been knowing him for a while. As the Midwest rep, my job is to try to get the artist's music in the right people's hands, club DJs, on radio, whoever needs to be in hands, I can make it happen. So not just in Chicago, I can get y'all music in the club DJ hands. Atlanta, New York, any state, I got fleet DJs all across the United States. I also got access to clubs, Ambition Entertainment being one of them. Shout out to T Diva and them over there. Got access to the Dugout. Shout out to my homegirl Tiff. She got like 8 clubs. So, you know, I'm out here in the field for the culture, man. And I try to get all the artists' music in the DJ's hands because it's key to have a relationship with the club DJs. So,
yeah, people don't understand how much networking is. And you don't want to burn bridges with nobody at the same time either, you know?
You definitely don't, man. It's key to stay solid through the beginning all the way to the end. And you got to network. You got to communicate. Because without networking and communicating with people, you can't get nothing accomplished. All we'll be doing is assuming. But if we don't communicate to figure out how to resolve an issue, if we have a problem with people, we'll never get it resolved.
Yeah, most of the time it'll just be a misunderstanding because transparency is the key.
Correct. I definitely agree with that. Roz is one of the known brothers. He gave away a lot of free game. He done gave me a lot of free game. And, you know, sometimes he'd be like, man, bro, I don't want you to feel I'm doing this and doing that. I'd be needed because at the end of the day, I don't know everything, you know what I'm saying? It's good to learn something new every day, and I'm always willing to learn, you know? And if somebody got some advice or something that's beneficial for me, I want you to help me out. You know, I'm not too good to take any feedback or anything from anyone.
I feel you, because sometimes that one little thing could be the thing that'll push you over the hump. Like, it's been plenty of times people that helped me out, and I appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, we all can use a happy hand. At the end of the day, like I say, bro, been beneficial to me in a lot of ways, and I appreciate you being supportive of everything that we got going on, bro, like, for real. So, like,
yeah, thank you.
That go CEO right there.
What up, y'all? Hey, I'm glad both of y'all are on here. CEO 5000 and Danny Jones. So the way these questions gonna go, I'm gonna ask Danny since he on the left, and then I'm gonna ask CEO, then I'm gonna ask Danny, because I'm gonna go clockwise. Y'all cool with that?
That's fine.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
All right, CEO 5000, introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
CEO 5000, 45 years in the game, from East Coast to West Coast to the North to down South. Stony Island representing the East Side, the game. Here we are, man. We here. What's good?
Okay. For the people who may not know, tell the people what you got going on in the city and a little bit about your movement and what you got going on.
Yes, sir. You know, Stony Island, I bought an LLC, business vendors, got all that taken care of first. And then what I did was, when I first started the game back in 2009-10, I started out Stony Island DVD. So, you know, okay. You had Smith, and then you had Steak to the Lake, and then you had me, Stony Island DVD. So what I did was make energy be like, if you don't be on Stony Island DVD and you Chicago, you ain't popping. So that circulated. All the rappers started knowing, if you ain't on Stony Island DVD, you ain't popping.
Okay, so, let me ask you this question. I didn't know about Stony Island DVDs.
That was something that I put out a franchise on YouTube.
Okay.
I started out on YouTube. And then come along, my son was a producer. And then he became Big Reed became a super producer. And I told people, like, you know, him and Chop grew up together. So it just, they started doing shit, you know. And here we are, man. And I had a few rappers.
For the people who don't know, what Chop you talking about? Young Chop, Pork Chop?
Chop Squad? Yeah. Got to support that because that's part of the team. That's like a son to me, you know. So I got to shout him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to show some footage of us all at the crib together. Tyree cut his hair, all this shit.
Yeah.
All this shit. This is just family shit, you know. I'm gonna put it out there, the footage. It's coming, y'all.
Okay, let me ask you how it is. So,
you know,
I'm gonna start with CEO 5000 first. What's your thoughts on Indy versus Major?
You know, I'm like Jada Kiss. I like both. To be personally, I like both. If it makes sense, they gotta make it make sense. And if you do a deal with the industry, get eight figures, man. Don't take nothing less than eight figures for your situation. Because if you get them little $1 million, $3 million, you're going to be broke. You're going to be acting like Pastor Mace, man. You're going to be
What's your opinion, Danny?
I like both. But if I had to choose, I'm more on the indie side, you know, like my boy Tech N9ne, you know. But if it makes sense on the major side, like he say, eight figures some more, I gotta run with it. I gotta go what makes sense. Cause you get that $1 million, you gonna go broke because a lot of artists don't know the comprehension of the paperwork. It really is like they give you an investment, it's a loan. That money not yours, you're going to be out of way more money than what they own in you. You're going to have to pay back. But if you go independently, you know what I'm saying, and you brand yourself and market yourself, like CEO 5000 up over there or me and B's there, we seeing all our bread at the end of the day, bro. So I got to go indie.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I've been indie a long time, and I done turned down deals, but I think I'll burn a label for about $1 or $3 million for just one album. For one album, I'd go for that. For one album only. But I like being independent because I could work hard for myself and sell less records and make more money. If I sell 7,000 records, that's $105,000 all day. I ain't got to compromise, no integrity. I ain't got to compromise, no artistry or none of that shit. That's just my opinion.
25% is a lot, artists. 30, they get, man, look, most management companies going to demand anywhere from 30 the 15%, depending on your situation. That's a lot of money, man. That's when you break 30% down out of 3 million. That's a lot of dough, man.
I don't got no manager. They not finna get none of that shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Artists, you don't need artists. And Danny, please don't take this wrong, what I'm finna say right now, okay? Because I know this is your position. But personally, an artist, you don't really need management, because you have to understand you the CEO, you the brand. Like people, I told Danny.
Okay, CEO, hold on. Let me cut you off, CEO. Let me ask you this. So we're going to say football and basketball. In basketball, you don't need a point guard to direct the team. In football, you don't need a quarterback to fucking, you know, direct the plays. I need you to clarify that.
Yes, you do.
So a manager is similar to a quarterback and a point guard. Hey, in my opinion.
Let me finish what I'm saying on that. The artists got to understand they the brand. They the CEO of the company. Okay? Like, I'm the figurehead of the company, but Tyree is the real CEO.
Yeah.
He's the artist. Get it? I take orders from my son and them. All right?
And, right. You work for them.
Right. Exactly. Now, what I will say, now, Danny, this is where you come in. No artist should ever represent themselves.
Yeah.
No, let me repeat that. Know something that's going over y'all here. No artist should ever represent themselves to a record label. Because they're gonna chew up alive.
I think a lot of artists fuck up because, you know, the person who grinded out with them and got them into the meetings and got them where they supposed to be, they'll fire that manager and then sign with the label management, which I think is a conflict of interest. And then they wonder why they sitting up here broke like Meek Mill and shit.
Yeah, man.
No disrespect to Meek Mill, but I'm just, that's what happened.
Look, Danny, I'm gonna get back to what Danny said. If you take if you take $1 million out of record label, you technically just got busted down to 750, which that breaks down to about 350 over a quarter million, right? That's what you're gonna have. Now, after you take care of mama and brother and sister there, you might be all the way bust down to 75,000.
You know what? You making a good point, but you know, you take that $350,000 and you go get you some property in some of these exclusive places where it's cheap, and you Airbnb them bitches out and double up your fucking money.
Artists though, they don't have the business savvy to apply that yet. They don't know how to do it because people like me, you and Danny been doing it for them. They don't know how to go out and get stocks, mutual funds, homes. They don't have they're not dumb. They just don't have the business savvy to go apply it to make it happen for themselves yet.
That's what's
up. So what they do is they go out and buy a 10-20,000 chain. You go out and buy a $40,000 car. You broke. You had to pay at least $3,000 to get in the studio, and you bought yourself $3,000 worth of clothes. You broke.
Right.
You are.
Right. So let me ask y'all this. If you had an artist and they wanted to bling, would you advise them to rent their jewelry and take it back? Or don't go with a chain at all?
I mean, you got to fake it till you make it. It's all entertainment at the end of the day.
What about you, Danny?
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
About the image,
good.
Branding your artist. I'm cool with that.
But here's the deal.
That's what's up.
The artist don't spend money. The label tell him, well, see the accountant, show entertainment lawyer, and they don't realize that's potentially, let's say, 15 and 15 out of 100%. So that's 30% gone already. Then you had to pay the producers to produce you the records to rap off of. That's another 25% gone. You get what I'm saying now?
Is that up front or on the back end?
Right.
Right. You had to pay for your studio time, though. That was another, let's say, 3 G's.
What if you got your own studio? What if you got your own studio?
Hey, they don't realize you got to pay the videographer, too. Let's say you go to AZ.
You got your own camera.
To do your video.
So look, so this is what I'm asking you. What if you got a label? What if you got your own studio? You got your own cameraman. You could cut costs with that being independent.
You winning if that's what you got. If that's what you
so
have,
so why wouldn't you do that?
I mean, you gotta have a good team. See, that's how we cut corners, cause we got Tyree, we got Rion, they producing. You got me on the business and the promotion, and I got them on the lyrics and the bars.
We're talking about helping artists win and how you helping your artists win. You understand what I'm saying? Not about the shortcomings of artists and management and all that.
Hey, then you gotta pay for artists in development too. Especially if you go with a label, they're not gonna just put you out there in front of the cameras and say go.
That's why they going on YouTube snatching up motherfuckers that's already doing it themselves.
Yeah.
Like you, CEO.
Yeah. It take a lot of work, man. You know, I don't want to fool you here. It took a lot of work.
Ain't anything worth having is worth working for.
About his head. What you think of was
I hear you.
How much you pay somebody like me? Somebody like me.
I'm gonna tell you that the standard rate is 20% all around the board. Okay. But if your artist's not in a position to pay you right off the bat, if you believe in the artist, stick with them.
Huh. 25%
You know you get what you negotiate, Danny, CEO.
Yeah, we cutting a lot of corners, man, because we're doing a lot of shit ourselves. How much you charge? But everybody ain't going to put it this way.
I'm talking about the manager artist. How much you charge?
Yeah. And then, you know,
what's your percentage?
$40 million
to put out a radio campaign, a legitimate radio campaign in this country.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, CEO, and I'm gonna ask you this too, Danny. Since the internet then came out, a lot of record companies had to fold because it was easier to get the music from one click, upload that shit to everywhere than a radio. So why would you spend $250,000 on a radio when people are listening on streaming platforms?
Because Rod, it's still 83% of the people still listen to the radio. And trust me, I did my homework.
When the last time you listened to the radio yourself, personally?
And that's millions of people listening to you on the radio. So listen,
it's 7.2 billion people online that's streaming.
Exactly. Exactly.
So and you, that's bigger than the radio.
Look, y'all, most artists don't understand their buzz on the internet is fake because you can go buy views. So you can't really know who your core fans is yet.
What if you not buying views and you got the views?
Right.
Well, if you satisfied with just having 3,000 hit on your video, hey, that's on you. That's up to
radio
you.
Radio is local.
Exactly.
The internet, you covering all across the countries, different countries, the world, through the internet.
I get what you were trying to say. You don't need the radio to break your record. No, you don't need the radio to break your record no more. Because that's what you got the internet.
You can go viral off the internet.
You can go viral off of TikTok. You could pay one of these little TikTok influencers. It's this little shorty who do flips on TikTok. I cash apped them $50 to promote my book and sent them the fucking book. It's like 10,000 streams on the book already in 3 days.
And they're not tied to no major corporations either.
No, what I'm trying to say is all this shit is a hustle.
Yeah. Now,
that's
time, man. When we ready to really put out a record,
hustle.
You got to do that shit, man. You got to make the hustle look
hey,
right.
Rods don't need no management. He's a lawyer.
Man, we always go get a lawyer when we get in trouble. Why not get a lawyer to prevent you from getting in trouble?
Right. But also,
oh, and I'm sorry, y'all. I got to say this. And Danny, again, you and Rodgers can both attest to this. Hey, artists, a lot of y'all are confusing y'all market. Y'all haven't picked the right genre, the right age demographic. Y'all don't understand that, so that's why y'all keep losing. And then y'all keep on playing for our people. You got to play for everybody. You can't just play for black people. You're going to have to venture out. You're going to have to get to the white people, too. You got to get to these Latinos. You got to get to these Asians if you want to be in music. You can't just rely on the black dollars to make it in the music industry. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's why... You know, I said early on my life, I strategize what I do, and I do that for a reason. And if you go to Stony Island Films, and if we get done with this, I'm going to post you just a couple of my Instagram posts today from labels.
Well, I'm going to say this.
It's like
make whatever kind of music you want to make, but what I will say is, just don't make music for your neighborhood, because when you in Utah or fucking Maine somewhere or Boston, they gonna be like, what the fuck is the Wild Hunters? I don't know about that shit.
Y'all making music can't nobody understand but your hood or your clique. And then what I see with today's artists, don't none of them play for the kids. Where the music at for the kids? Forget
you got
adults.
You gotta have some show music.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of them don't know what EPA
is. Why you ain't doing no show for the kids yet? Ain't none of y'all doing no shows for the kids. You got to have some people too, artists. Everything can't be all hardcore drill and trap and shit. You got to shit for the shorties, man.
Yo, my thing is this. Whatever type of music you make, that's your audience. A lot of these shorties don't got no mentors or nobody guiding them to tell them the type of music to make, because it's so easy to get in the lab and just do whatever you want to do. I wouldn't advise that nobody to do nothing that's going against what they believe in creatively or any other way. But
I love it.
It makes sense to make music for the kids because you want them to grow with your music.
That's the direction we're going on Stony Island right now as we speak. I'm tired of playing music for Negroes. I like the kids and I like the females. Like I always say, we some players over East, and I really do mean that too.
Hey, Richard Martin, send your singer to me. I got her.
Yeah, smart. You know how to work it. You.
Hey, Danny, man, I got something for your artist, Chanel Ellis, that you might a beat that you might like for to sing on.
Okay.
Yeah, I got one. I got one. And it ain't for Big Reed. Big Reed didn't do this beat.
He did? Else did.
Okay. One of my white boys did this beat for me.
Hey, let me shout out one, you know, hip hop and music, it don't got no color, it don't got no edge. I'm gonna shout out Brian J, the seventh son, boy. That boy got some heat.
Yeah.
He got some heat. What is y'all thoughts on changing the narrative of Chicago? Everybody trying to unite and get together. What's y'all thoughts on that? Y'all think it's possible? And if it's any problems.
I love it. I love it that right. Polo G and that boy PGF Nook did that song together. That brought the Stones and the Lords together right there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's on my page too. I love that. Let's come together. Let's build. Let's get this money.
Yeah, my motto is my motto is the money green on your side, the money green on my side. Let's get it. Let's get it together.
I like it.
They cut you off. They cut. Say that again, Danny.
I love the change of the culture. I love the direction of the Chicago right now.
I love it when the West Side and the South Side come together. Candyman and Beast, Hey, Candyman, salute to you and Beast for that. Bring the West Side to the South Side. I love that. I love it when I see Cold Hearted and Boogie Nights. I love that.
Hey, you want to come up, Chanel? Here we go. Crickets.
Hey, let her know I got a song for
it. Crickets.
Hey,
Roz.
Huh?
Hey, but goddamn.
I hear you. You broke up.
These artists don't know what EPK is.
No, they don't. Because that's what you need to get these venues, get on these festivals and everything.
Hey Candyman, you too accessible to these kids. You too accessible. That's why they're getting on your nerves now though. I see your post.
Where Candyman at? I don't see him.
I'm Candyman.
Okay. That's what's up. All right, y'all.
Hey,
what y'all got going? What y'all got going on for y'all labels and artists? You first, CEO.
Right now, we got Just the Beginning by Big Reed, Notorious, aka Mr. Beefy. Go check that out. It's about 12 joints on that joint. We just released it last Friday, and we're gonna be moving the table with those songs. We're gonna come out with all those songs.
Yeah.
You know, they're gonna be a half done album. We're gonna come out with videos for most of the album. He's gonna have about 5 or 6 joints for that album.
So is Mr. Beefy the single?
Yeah, it's a single. Yeah.
Okay. You don't got no analytics on it yet, huh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So I moved that boy up. It's doing like 7,000 views a month, which is
okay. What markets? What markets is it doing well in?
We doing good on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Play, all the streams.
Markets? Like what cities, what states, what countries is it doing good in? Cities and states.
We do it good in South Central America, Africa, all the islands, the West Indian Islands. We doing good in parts of Asia and of course America. Cities, we huge here in Chicago, Houston, Florida, all over Florida. Of course, all over New York, Boston, the LA, all the major cities, they fucking with us right now. We getting the real good
Sinister Beats, what up? What up, Sinister Beats?
What up?
And it's like, The streets are starting to get behind us because, you know, Tyree and them young. And with them being young, they still got these young boys and girls, you know, following them. So it's
right.
Building up. It's steady leveling up. And then Tyree, when you're being a super producer now, officially, it's like you get a double-edged sword. You can get him on the rhyme side or you can get his beats. So either way it goes, okay. It's a win-win situation. Yeah. And we come out faster, you know, with more content, being that we do our own beats, our own rhyme. So we can come out with content a lot faster.
Okay.
We got this merch, y'all. See, I got always on the fresh drip.
So where can people get your merch?
Y'all just, you know what, for right now, just inbox me. Inbox or DM me and we'll get it together.
Okay. Right now, what's your information for them to do that?
Okay. On Instagram, I'm CEO5005. On Facebook, I'm Keith CEO Davis or Keith K. Boom Davis.
Okay. All right, Danny, what's your artist got going on?
Well, we got the new Hot Single by Bees. Girl is doing crazy numbers on all platforms. Bees featuring Erica Banks, Twerk Girl. We will be doing the video real soon once the weather warm up. We cook it up in the kitchen. Also, he got some promo that we're doing. We're going to be in Vegas on May 14th. We're going to be in Fort Wayne, May 13th. Vegas, May 14th. We're going to be in Arizona, May 17th. So he got some promo today. New York, April 24th. We will be in New York, CEO State. For Chanel, we just dropped that Chocolate Dove video shot by Alvin Elmore. They'll be releasing. It should be out within the next couple weeks, hopefully. We got the Chocolate Dove video done. We working on next single, Playground. We will be doing the video to Playground next month. He got some stuff going on in Atlanta next month. She got three shows in Atlanta. She got an R&B award that she will be receiving. This month we got a show at the school, one of the public schools. We also got a show April 30th at Ambition Entertainment with her. So tap in and get in tune with the movement. We got a lot of stuff cooking up in the kitchen.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And I want to say one more other thing. Like, my vision, when we started out with Stony Island, here's the deal. I don't care if we're Little Rock, Arkansas, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Houston, mm-hmm. Texas, Harlem, New York, Newark, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, we're going to have all the thugs and the goons and the ladies saying that Stony Island. That's the vision. That's the vision.
Oh, okay.
You know, following our way.
Hey, send us the beats if you want to come on. Should I add you?
Who want to come on?
That's what's up. Send us the beats.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah.
And so that's what's up.
Y'all know I shoot the video, Stony Island Film. Get at me. I do that work.
He needs a ghostwriter. Rods.
Huh?
He need a ghostwriter.
Who do?
Robert.
Man, holler at me. I'm good. I got you. I got you, Richard. I got you.
Theo.
Chips, what up, boy? Y'all know about Chips?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my man right there. He gave me some heat for my album. I'm so honored.
So what you think,
I hear you.
What you think of the Chocolate Dove?
Man, Chocolate Dove, that song is commercial. It's a hit, man. The video can only make sense. It's only gonna make more sense when people see put the visual with the words. The words powerful by themselves.
That's the little singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, boy, I be singing Chanel songs so much I can hit some of them goddamn notes myself, but I ain't gonna do it.
I don't think you can do it.
I don't wanna fuck it up. I don't wanna fuck up the song.
I think you can do it.
You're not finna send me off, but I'll be singing that bitch around here.
Hey, T Lo, hey, wanna come up?
You wanna come up? You wanna come up to Rail or no?
Hey, CEO, you know.
I couldn't hear you. What you say?
My chocolate, girl. My chocolate.
What's going on, bro? You know.
What up, y'all? What up, T Law? What's good? What you got nothing cooking, T Law, for the people who don't know?
Oh, I'm cooking up my album right now, Harmony and Bars.
Hey, T Law got the. You got the. He got the Lost Speaks podcast. It's my favorite podcast. He going on another 2-week motherfucking hiatus. I'm sick of all these goddamn breaks.
Yeah, man, you know, I got to go on a break sometime to, you know, quit my head and come up with, like, good concepts and sometime to dig into the music, too, sometime, bro. So, you know.
Can I make a suggestion?
I do a lot, bro.
One day that you filming a show, just do 4 shows in one day and put them bitches up.
I feel you, bro.
Now, I got to go 2 weeks. I'm finna be out of town and shit.
I'm about to say, bro, I got like 80-something episodes, bro.
I'm gonna wake up on Saturday and then no Lost Speaks and shit. I saw almost broke my phone. I'm like, I'm sick of these fucking breaks and shit.
Hey, bro, I got like 80-something episodes, bro. I know you ain't listening.
I'm just saying this shit out of fan, like, what the fuck? The fuck not?
Nah, man, I just got to take a break because it gets kind of a lot. Sometimes it gets like a lot, man, trying to do music full-time, working and all that. So it gets a lot. So I got to take a break to, you know.
This is what you need. This is what you situated. Need right here. This is what you need.
Hell yeah, right. I do. I definitely agree.
You don't got one of these? You don't got one of these.
In my phone, yeah.
Oh, hey, my God. Oh, goodness gracious. Lord, have me.
Shout out to Real, man. I see you keep on working. Shout out to you.
Right, bro. So yeah, that's all, man. But like I say, we gonna come back better than ever, you know. And then we got to come up with a new recording schedule and stuff too. So, you know, all that plays a part.
I feel you.
But yeah.
I feel you. Yeah, I got a book signing at the Regal Room. Oh shit! Ooh. I'm sorry. Y'all make sure to get my book.
Oh, yeah, it's dope, too.
I definitely want my copy.
That's what's up. I'm going to put the link in here. I got a book signing at the Regal Room. I got some book signings in Florida and shit, too. I'm going to go speak to the people and tell them how I came up with all these quotes in the book.
Oh, okay.
I ain't gonna let it out, but you know it ain't hard. I just did a single. I just recorded a single for the book too. Me, Crux.
Okay, that's gonna be dope.
Pate G, and Hollis Rock.
Oh shit! Okay.
And yeah, it's pretty dope. It's getting mixed and mastered right now. I'm gonna shoot a video. I'm gonna have the Bucket Boys. They gonna be the stars of this bit. I'm gonna ramp up all the Bucket Boys and shit so they could be in the video.
Whoever this is putting somebody putting their stuff I took them on Spotify. If you throw your link in the comments, I'll take you out, bro.
That's send us the beats, boy. Send us the beats, got heat.
Hey,
oh, okay.
Hey, T, you ain't putting nothing on Stony Island, bro.
What you mean?
Y'all have, you either, Rodgers, you ain't putting nothing on Stony Island yet. Stony Island Field. Y'all ain't posted none of y'all stuff on the page.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got you. I'm posting stuff on there. Yeah, I got you.
I want y'all welcome to post on the page.
Because you know sometimes you don't know what's going on with people's pages. They might not want all that stuff on there. You know,
that's what the page is for. That's what I made.
Okay.
Y'all to be in the post.
Okay, that's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all.
That's what's up.
For artists to post off the page, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, all good. Right, I'm definitely gonna post the stuff up there.
Good, as long as it's clean. You good.
Hey, this episode going on my podcast, I would give it to T-Law, but he's too fucking busy and shit. The fuck?
Well, I actually got to get you on the podcast, though, Rodis. I got to get Big Ree on that, too, because I know he just dropped the album.
You know what? I want to bring him on here. He's ready, too. He's ready. I hope he's looking at this, because he's supposed to be on this right now.
You came to the party late, but better late than never, CEO.
Can we get him on here?
Nope. And only like four people get on, right? Or more than four?
Only four. So one of us going to have to jump off.
We come back and get him. We come back and get him.
Okay, you know, that's all good.
Album and shit. Right. So I want him to come on here and talk about the album just to get it. By Big Ree Notorious, aka Mr. Beefy. You know, it's going down right now.
When can we expect that album to drop for everybody that's listening?
It's already out. It's out. It dropped last Friday. So it's out already.
Oh, okay.
Go check it out. Hey, we going crazy. But like I said, the video, I just said something about one video, but I got a plethora of videos. I shot Mr. Beefy Part 2. At Pier 31, doing numbers already. We got another joint called Biggie Smalls, doing numbers. It ain't been up there no time, doing numbers already, over 2,000 already. See, this is what I mean. Like, some people can go to the radio, and some people like me can go to the internet and win all the way outright.
So look.
For all the streams and everything, and for the video. It's a thing called video rights. Okay, artists, know that you need video rights too. You know, don't just be letting AZ and them post your shit up. They get paid.
You know what? Exactly. I actually seen that somebody was talking about their put your video on their site, but if it's monetized, they get the rights to that. I'm like, what in the hell? No.
Yo, anybody that's dropping a video, Vimeo is a video distributor. Upload your shit to Vimeo, so when your shit getting played in Bulgaria, China, Brazil, YouTube, anywhere, you could get paid worldwide.
And when you know what I'm saying? If you Google yourself, you'll be shocked how many people across the world is listening to your music, man. It's incredible how the streams work. It's millions and millions of streams, literally, that would pay you. For that video.
Listen, let me tell you something. I got my ass kept checked and I was happy.
I'm ecstatic. And I
done. My shit's streaming in 101 countries and I think my podcast helped. You know, I'll be looking at the comments from my podcast, the good, the bad, and the ugly from that motherfucker.
Right.
And T-A-T, Terrell.
Yeah, what's up?
Being I'm a CEO of a record label, I look at the underdog niggas, the up-and-coming cats like you that's trying to get their buzz on because I found Chief Keef, man.
Oh, for real?
That's a real story.
Okay.
Look at it, man. It's on YouTube. I found Chief Keef, man. I helped put him on. Real talk.
I feel you.
It's like I put a lot of niggas in a lot of situations. You're a lot of niggas
hit
me and got their situation, man.
It's all about giving back and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
question the places on YouTube. Stony Island DVD. I got Waka Flocka, LEP. Oh man, you name it. Everybody's under Stony Island DVD. Trust me. And I'm talking about when they.
That's good.
What's up, Patrick?
Before they even blew up.
Hey, Stony Island. I know where I seen you at now. I knew your face looked familiar. I seen your ass in Coops, boy, on 87. Where the fuck I saw you? I saw you at Coops, and I saw you at Music Tracks.
That's my hood, man. Coops is in my hood.
I kept trying to see, like, damn, where do I know this motherfucker from? That's where it is, Coops.
From the left, right. All the way to Hedwig, back all the way to State Street, to the low end, that's my hood, man. That's all my hood. We from over east, man.
Hey, shout life, my life, goddammit.
They come. When Jay-Z and Kanye came in, they came to Terrytown. They came on my block. I live in Terrytown, on Colfax and on Phillips.
Hey, look. Hey, you ever been to LNG?
Of course.
Hey, I own that shop right there, right next door to it.
For real?
Yeah. Before the pandemic.
I knew a guy that had a clothing store in that shop you talked about.
I already know. It was my shop, then the clothing store right next door.
Right. Exactly.
You know I ain't lying.
My man owned that shop when it was a clothing store. Then he went and moved next door to LG on the other side with the clothing store.
Right, because the rent was cheaper. Look, at that location, I was only paying $650 for that whole shop.
Huh.
Lights, gas, everything included.
Oh, damn, that's it?
Told me some merch, because I've been in there when you was in there. So you probably sold some merch if you forgot about me over time.
Yeah.
Coming faithfully.
Right, so what y'all want to leave with the listeners? First, you, T-Law.
Yeah, man, just go on streaming platform, check out my newest single with it's featuring Bees and Charismatic. It's called Coming For You. You know, go stream that up. Check out the podcast, Lost Speaks, lostspeaks.net, and on all platforms you can find podcasts at. All right, if y'all want y'all music played on there, holler at me. Interviews, we can set that up too. So, you know, just get at me.
And listening parties as well.
Oh, yeah, listening parties as well, yeah.
And he got merch on the website.
But that's real. I'm going to have to get up with you on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, definitely.
Y'all already know what to do. Stony.
What up, cuz? What's up, cuz? Right. How you doing? I love you.
And just we in the industry, man. Stony Island, man. LLC. That's it. That covers everything. The clothes, music, the videography, the film. We do everything on Stony Island. So the promo work, if you go look at my promos, y'all know what it is. A1. And I edited it myself. So I know it's right. Go check out some of my shit on Instagram. CEO5005 on Instagram. Go check it out. The shit I be editing, and they do numbers. My little snippets do numbers. So
make sure you inbox me and T-Law your video information after this live right here.
There goes some of the clothes right there, T-Law. That's why I say I'm gonna have to put you in some clothes, boy.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to say, because you know I'm a big guy, so you know I need some good clothes, man.
I made this hoodie right here in Harlem, New York.
Okay.
My store collection.
Oh, that's what's up.
The purple. You know, the Decepticons. Purple. You know, Decepticons wear the purple by New York. So that's why I got this.
That's what's up.
So, CEO. So how can people get in touch with you if they need videos done, if they need studio time, if they need production from your artists, if they need management? How can they get in touch with you?
CEO 5005, Keith CEO on Instagram, on Facebook, I'm Keith CEO Davis, or Keith K Boom, KBOOM Davis on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can CEO 5000. S-I, or CEO 5000 on Twitter. Get on Twitter, T. Make sure you do that after we get off this. Get on Twitter. Not enough artists on Twitter, man.
I'm gonna say, yeah, I got a Twitter account. I mean, I post something on there like once a week. But yeah, I don't do it as much as Facebook.
Hey, Twitter will solve a lot of your content problems, Terrell.
Oh, okay.
That's where all the crazy motherfuckers is.
I feel you.
AT, and it's a good place to network, is Twitter.
Yeah.
That's how celebrity. Well, that's what I did.
Okay, right to the inbox.
Not Instagram. I met all these people on Twitter.
Twitter? Okay, I got you.
On Sirius Jones Live, or you'll see me on Angry Fan Live, or you'll see me on Piper Boy Wheels Live, or Fly to Fly. You know, that's why I'm on the blogs and podcasts, because I got relationships with all them cats out there in New York and wherever they live. You know,
okay, yeah.
Built a lot of relationships like that.
I'm going to definitely get on that Twitter grind then. Definitely got to get on that.
And shout out to Lorenz Tate and Lucian Cambrick in the New Power 4 Force. And shout out to Lorenz Tate, West Side homie.
If you're doing them beats, you definitely want to get on Twitter. Because that's where all them artists be at.
If you're doing anything, you want to get on Twitter. Anything.
Right, I feel you.
If you got a book like Rodders do, you want to get on Twitter. Listen, I'm saying this for a reason, y'all. There's not enough of a Chicago artist presence on Twitter. It's not.
Hmm.
I don't know what made artists give up on Twitter, but that was a bad move.
Right.
Hey, look, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So we dropping the mic. What's the last thing you got to say, Terrell?
Oh, man, like I say, man, just take my music out. Everything's T-Law. That's T space law. Don't put a dash or it's going to be some other stuff. So that's T-Law. You know, take out the podcast. That's Law Speaks. All platforms.
Okay. What about you? What you want to drop the mic with, CEO?
I want to say God bless to all the supporters. Y'all not fans to us, y'all family. Thank y'all so much. You know, God has really truly have did me well in this time of COVID and everything going on. Thank y'all so much for supporting Stony Island LLC. Thank y'all so much. And just go check out. Keep on. We're going to keep coming out with the content.
Last thing I want to say is thanks to Danny Jones for popping on here to Midwest Rap. Get in tune with him. Chanel Ellis, Beads, everything he got going on. Danny Jones on Facebook. Get in touch with T-Law at T-Law.net, right?
At LawSpeaks.net.
LawSpeaks.net. How could I forget?
LawSpeaks.net. That's where my music is, the podcast, all that. All that's in one spot.
Okay.
What time?
One stop shop.
What time do you
fall
with that?
I pre-record the podcast, so the episodes drop at midnight on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, make sure y'all tap into Rodders Live. I drop Friday at midnight.
Right.
I got a book signing at the Regal Room this Saturday. It's an early bird thing, you dig? So come and get y'all a copy of my book. I got gems up in there. If you ain't got it, you cheating yourself. Treat yourself. That's it. Peace, y'all. We out.